Track 3, Tim's 21st Century Quiz. Here is Sam Elmhurst, who is puzzled, and not just by the tricky questions.
Hello, quizzers. Now here we are again, preparing to mull over some possible and some fairly quite impossible questions and answers. Now this time we're going to explore the people and the events that shaped the start of this brand new century, the 21st century. Well, I know it sounds odd that it's the 21st century when all the year numbers begin with 20, but hey, I don't make the rules. But if I did, well, where would I start? Rule number one would be that a cat should be head of the state. And then another cat would make all the laws. And then yet another cat would... you get the picture. Maybe that's why I'm not allowed to make the rules. Okay, anyway, the rules of this quiz are as follows. A cat... stop that. Okay, I've again got 10 questions with multiple choice answers for you. So you could just guess A, B or C, or pick one at random. But you know, Tim says there are no trick ones like previously, where the answer could have been all three. Cheeky. But as usual, the questions are given on this track, and then the answers will be on a later track on this edition of Just Meow. Sorry, Just Talk. So good luck, and let's boldly enter the 21st century. Meow to that. Okay, question number one. The solar system was left with how many planets after Pluto was reclassified to a dwarf planet? Was it A, 8, B, 9, or C, 10 planets? So the solar system was left with how many planets after Pluto was reclassified to a dwarf planet? Was it A, 8, B, 9, or C, 10 planets? And question number two, in which year were Twitter and Spotify both launched? Was it A, 2004, B, 2006, or C, 2008? So in which year were Twitter and Spotify both launched? Was it A, 2004, B, 2006, or C, 2008? Now, question number three. As of 2022, which building in the UK is the ninth largest building in the world by usable volume? Volume? Tim, that's surely a tricky one. But anyway, is it A, London's O2 or the Millennium Dome as it was? B, Birmingham's National Exhibition Centre? Or was it C, London's Earls Court Exhibition Centre? So as of 2022, which building in the UK is the ninth largest building in the world by usable volume? Is it A, London's O2 or the Millennium Dome as it was? B, Birmingham's National Exhibition Centre? Or was it C, London's Earls Court Exhibition Centre? And question number four, who was awarded the 2009 Nobel Peace Prize? Was it A, Tony Blair? Or was it B, Jimmy Carter? Or was it C, Barack Obama? So who was awarded the 2009 Nobel Peace Prize? Was it A, Tony Blair? B, Jimmy Carter? Or C, Barack Obama? And question number five. During Holy Week in April 2019, a major fire engulfed what? Was it A, Edinburgh's Cowgate? B, London's Camden Market? Or C, Paris's Notre Dame Cathedral? So during Holy Week in April 2019, a major fire engulfed what? Was it A, Edinburgh's Cowgate? B, London's Camden Market? Or C, Paris's Notre Dame Cathedral? Now we're entering the second half of the quiz, so stick with it. Thank you. Right, number six. Who almost always went to work wearing a black long-sleeved mock turtleneck and Levi's 501 blue jeans? Was it A, disgraced former UK Prime Minister David Cameron? Or B, Apple executive Steve Jobs? Or was it C, the now King Prince Charles? So, who always went to work wearing a black long-sleeved mock turtleneck and Levi's 501 blue jeans? Was it A, disgraced former UK Prime Minister David Cameron? Was it B, Apple executive Steve Jobs? Or C, the now King Prince Charles? And question number 7. Which country became the first in the world to legalise same-sex marriage? Was it A, France? Was it B, the Netherlands? Or was it C, Australia? So which country became the first in the world to legalise same-sex marriage? Was it A, France? B, the Netherlands? Or C, Australia? And question number 8. In which year did the UK vote to leave the EU in a summer referendum? Was it A, 2016? Was it B, 2017? Or C, 2018? So in which year did the UK vote to leave the EU in a summer referendum? Was it A, 2016? B, 2017? Or C, 2018? And question number 9. What name was given to the series of anti-government protests and rebellions in the early 2010s across much of the Arab world? Was it A, the Arab Winter? Was it B, the Arab Summer? Or was it C, the Arab Spring? So what name was given to the series of anti-government protests and rebellions in the early 2010s across much of the Arab world? Was it A, the Arab Winter? Was it B, the Arab Summer? Or C, the Arab Spring? Golly, and finally, phew, question number 10. Which event in May the 19th, 2018 had an estimated global audience of nearly 2 billion? Was it A, the wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle? Or was it B, the Queen's Golden Jubilee celebrations from Buckingham Palace? Or was it C, the launch of Just Talk, this audio magazine? I'll read question 10 again. So which event in May the 19th in 2018 had an estimated global audience of nearly 2 billion? Was it A, the wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle? Or was it B, the Queen's Golden Jubilee celebrations from Buckingham Palace? Or was it C, the launch of Just Talk, this brilliant audio magazine? Well, that really was a wild ride through a turbulent quarter century, like being on a peg of a Harley Davidson. Yay! Has that jogged any memories? Perhaps some you'd rather forget. Brexit. But, you know, I imagine there were some names mentioned that you haven't heard in quite a while. And talking of a while, I'll be back in a while on another track with the answers to this pesky quiz. Well, I hope you've done well. Bye for now.
Thank you, Sam. I don't think I'm going to get more than 3 right. And that will be the result of blind guesswork.